Hey, y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Friend, Let's Talk About It. Today, we have a very special guest with us. We have my auntie. This is my Aunt Sharon. Say hey, Auntie Sharon.
Hey, y'all.
Yes, I am so excited to have her on today to share her story with us, her testimony. I've heard bits and pieces about it when I was younger, but I've never heard the entire story in its entirety. So I'm here with y'all learning today, too, her full story. So. All right, let's just get into it. So, Auntie, tell us a little bit about who you are. How did you grow up? Little things like that.
Hey, my name is Sharon Davis, and I grew up with 10 siblings in a 3-bedroom home. Can you believe it, guys? And we managed. My mom was really, she had a lot of faith. So, we were always in church, but... I think I had a good childhood life, and I had 3 other siblings outside of the 10 that, you know, my immediate siblings.
So you said, I was going to say grandma because that's my grandma, but your mom you all grew up in a church. Like, so you always had faith from a young age. Like, what did that look like for you?
Oh, I want to share this story. How my faith was built up with my mom. Like, we would have, like, tornadoes, and I'm from Gary, Indiana. We would have tornadoes. And my mom had such great faith that she had this huge Bible that she would go outside and look to see where the tornado was coming. And wherever the direction of the tornado was coming, she would take the Bible, open it up, and aim it towards the tornado, so that the tornado wouldn't hit the house. As she believed that it was split, so it wouldn't hit the house. And then, honestly, when we would see that tornado, there was a field across the street from where we were. We could look outside the door and see that tornado in that field just swirling. So my mom just had that faith to believe that a tornado would never hit our house by opening a Bible.
Wow, that's good. That's some faith right there.
That was some faith right there. Yes.
Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and get into your testimony. So, I don't know. Well, I don't want to even give any tidbits, so I just want you to tell it. So let's start with, I don't know if you want to start before it happened or like the exact day it happened or however you want to start that story, but like, what happened?
Well, what happened was, it was in 1999. That was the date. I was going through a stressful period in my life. Mm-hmm. Very stressful where, and I would work. I was working like a Hebrew. I mean, I worked 2 jobs. I worked anywhere from 10 to 12 hours a day, even, you know, 6 days a week. Just so I wouldn't be at home with the, you know, dealing with the stress.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed, like, when I was driving that my vision was off. So I knew I was getting sick. My breathing was off. And I'm like, okay, God, what's really going on? It was, like, during the weekend. And at this time, I just couldn't breathe. And I'm like, Lord, are you about to take my life? And as I looked in the mirror, I could see death on me.
Mm.
You know, it was just, I just noticed that it was death on my life.
What does that look like? Like, what did you see?
It was like everything was drooping. My eyes were sagging. My face was drooping. It's just, I don't know, at that moment, I just knew that meant death. So I questioned God and said, Lord, are you about to take me? And, you know, I can't, it's been so long. I should have written it down, but he said, if I'm going to take you, I'll take you. And the Lord gave me instructions on what I need to do. He said, I need you to wash your hair and I need you to take a bath. Which, you know, it never makes sense when God talks to you. It never makes sense. I'm like, okay, God, I'll do it. And I was asking God, you know, I just felt like I was about to leave Earth. And I said, God, should I call 911? And he told me I can call 911. At the time, I was married. My spouse was in another room watching sports. I never told anybody that I was sick.
Oh, wow.
I kept it to myself. And I called 911 and I told them I couldn't breathe. And that was it. I passed out. I was gone. So the rest of this was told by me through my husband at the time. So he said that there was a beating on the door. And he was like, I was wondering who was beating at the door. And so he said, went down and he opened the door, and it was the fire department, ambulance. And he was like, someone is in the house that can't breathe. And he said, well, everybody in this house is fine. They said, no, sir, we just got a call from this house that somebody can't breathe. So he said, it barged in. He said, it just passed right by me. I said, where's your wife? And he said, she's in the other room. So mm-hmm. he said, as he came upstairs with them, he noticed I was on the floor, unconscious. I did not have a pulse, nor did I have a heartbeat. And so he said, they lifted me from the floor, put me on the bed, and I had this patch-like dress. He said, they cut it from the bottom all the way up. And he said, they said, we don't have a heartbeat. We don't have a pulse. And he said, they used this solution, a clear solution, to inject in me. And then they also used the defibrillators to get my heartbeat. And they got my heartbeat, and they told him that we're going to this hospital and you can meet us there. He said, as soon as they got to the hospital, they rushed me in. And I'm not knowing the events of the times that this was happening. And he said, the doctor came out to him and he said, well, your wife is dead.
Wow.
And so his sister that was with him at the time, she said, well, I'll make arrangements for the funeral. So, brother, you don't have to worry about it. I got this. So my experience was, as I was laying there, supposedly dead, I seen my spirit rise from my body. I actually seen that. And as I, it was from your back going upwards.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like my spirit turned and looked down at my own self. And I could see all the doctors around me working on me. And then it's like a vacuum, like I was sucked up like into heaven.
Wow.
That's what it was like. It's just like, and.
Wait, I have a quick question before you continue. Do the movies get it right? Like, what did you see what your spirit looked like? Like, was it more like you were still in your body, or was it more translucent? Like, do you remember what it looked like?
It's more translucent. Like, yeah. And I could just see them working on me.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I went up and I was like a 7-year-old child. I'm going to tell you, I was jumping rope and everything was white, white. And I was jumping rope and I was happy, so happy. It was a lady that I knew that had died prior to all this. And I saw her. And she told me, she said, Sharon, it's not your time yet. It's not your time. And I'm like, I don't want to go back. It was such a beautiful experience, just happiness. And it was just all white. Just like, it was just beautiful. And I remember that there were other people, which I didn't know who they were. I can't say who they were, but I did identify her.
Mm-hmm.
And then being there, it was like I can't describe if it was like a tunnel, but it was a bright light. And I could hear God talking to me, his instructions on what he wanted me to do here on earth. But yeah, it was amazing.
What would you describe God's voice being like during that time?
It is like somewhat deep, but calming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's nothing like threatening. It's just and it's almost like an authoritative voice, but yet gentle. Like, this is what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Okay, so he told you your instruction, what you're supposed to do on Earth, and then what happened? Like, what happened when you got back? Or how do you remember, like, going back? Or, like, was it sudden? Like, what was that like?
You know what? I was in a coma. You know, I was in a coma for, I forgot this part.
Okay.
God said to me, "You are the Lazarus." And I'm like, "What?" He said, "You are the Lazarus." I said, "God, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know what that means. I'm the Lazarus. I don't get it." And so I was in a coma. I believe it was 4 days, the 4 days that I was in a coma. The doctor had told me, well, before all, I don't know even where to go, but.
I love hearing stories like this. It's like so intriguing to me. So you said you were in a coma for like 4 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember anything while you were in the coma? Like, did you hear anybody? Do you remember hearing anybody talk to you? Do you remember seeing anything? Or was it just like you were asleep?
I guess it's more like being asleep.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't know the chain of events that all, you know, when God took me there and when he was speaking to me, I don't even know where I was. I don't know if I was in an emergency room or if I was in that coma at the time. I can't explain that part.
That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. So, I was in the coma. And I know I rose. I don't know if it was the third day or the fourth day that I, which one of them days, but I know the nurse, when I rose up, the nurse screamed and ran out of the room. So, oh my God, she screamed.
Did you just wake up or did you actually like rise up?
I rose up.
Girl, I would have been scared too.
She screamed.
Wow.
And she said, "Oh my God." And she went and got the doctors and everything. And they was telling me the experience that I went through. I should not be here.
Mm.
And this guy, he was like, "Oh, this is just amazing." He said, "People have not lived through what you've gone through. They have not lived." Because my lungs had collapsed. I had a collapsed lung. And then I was on a ventilator. But prior to all of that, they had told my family that I would be brain dead. You know, if I did come back, I would have to learn how to walk again, how to talk again. You know, that's the doctor's report, okay? But I came back. Well, when my family came to see me, when I was in a coma, they said I looked like I was like 300 pounds. My body had just blown up.
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't know what that all that was about, fluid or whatever, but Mama said I had filled that entire bed up because I was so big. But yeah, so even though that was like a testimony to my doctor, because he's like, "I've never seen anybody live through what you went through." So whenever I would go to his doctor's office, he would always bring people in there to see me and like, "Tell them about your testimony." And even himself, he said, "You know, why is this? Why are you still here?" I said, "It's God." And he said, "I want to know about your God. I want to know about him because you should not be here today." So. Yeah, it was awesome. It's just like God has taken me through so many events in my life that required, you know, death was on me. Mm-hmm. Just like with COVID, I had almost died with COVID. I lost all my bodily functions and God is just right there. He's right there. He's so amazing. Just so amazing.
He is. He is. Oh.
I've had so many near-death experiences that he's brought me out of. And I must just be his testimony.
Walking testimony. I know that's right.
I keep coming through it. I be going through it. I come through it.
That is amazing. So crazy. Yes, that's amazing. Okay, so So you always grew up with faith already. So like going through that experience and then coming back, how do you feel like that has really shaped your faith today? Did it change it? Did it increase it? Like, how did that change your faith today?
Yeah, it has increased it a great deal. Just knowing that God is so able to do whatever, whatever. It's just, he's a mighty God. And then, you know, I have to go back and reflect on what he's done for me. Sometimes you got to go back and reflect on what God has done for you to say, this God is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need some reflection sometimes just to see, just to come back. Sometimes we got to come back.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so that reflection is a good thing to have.
It is. And I think that this story is really based so much on just faith. So, like, what is something that you would share with someone who's probably struggling with their faith with God? Like, what would you tell them?
I would say, struggling with your faith, you know, just give him a chance, like we do everything else. You know, we try things just to see if it works. Just try them. And then I just say, pray about it. Ask the Lord to reveal himself to you. And just knowing God is just a personal relationship with him, just like I'm talking to you today. That's all it is, you know, just talking with God. But he is there. And I said the evidence is all around us, you know. Now, people believe in evolution, but God created all this. How is the moon able to stay in the sky and the sun? You know, the sun is hot. So God, he's keeping us. I'm just saying, you just have to look around and know that there is a God.
Mm-hmm.
All this stuff, it was not created by man. It was not created by evolution. It is God.
Yes, I love that. And I know there will be some people who like hear your story. And, you know, there's people who have, you know, been on the other side of that, where someone they love has passed away and they believed God would save them. But unfortunately, that didn't happen. So what is some encouragement you can give to people who's experienced that and now they're struggling with their faith in God in that way? It's just like, I thought you would save them. You saved this other person, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God has his time for all of us. And God wants us more than, you know, he wants you on this earth. You know, he loves us too. We, as humans, we become selfish. We want what we want. But, you know, God knows best. And we got to believe that he does. And that person is in a better place. We don't always think like that, because we want that person here in our lives. But God, you know, it's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a curse. That's what we need to know. It's not a curse. It's a blessing. When you die in Christ, you are being blessed. And like my experience, if that's that feeling, that wonderful feeling, that it just feels so great.
I love that, because you actually like... I recently reread two books that I read a long time ago, The Divine Revelation of Heaven and then The Divine Revelation of Hell. And in the Heaven book, she really does mention like heaven having like this pure white that's not even on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like a white you can't even describe. Like it's just so bright. It's so pure. It's so, but it's not bright where it like hurts your eyes. It's just like pure.
Yeah.
She also speaks about us being in our spirit bodies and how we're translucent, like we get a new body. She even described like, so I just love hearing stories like, because it's proof to me, because it's like everybody says the same thing. And she described like getting your new body. And she was even talking about like people who may have lost a child or even went through abortion, like how those children still go to heaven and God, like they grow up and they still have a life in heaven. I was just like, that's just so, it's so beautiful.
That is.
It's so beautiful. So I love hearing stories like that. I love hearing experiences like that. It's so intriguing to me. And like, I don't want to die right now, but I do want to see it. Not right now.
Right, right. Well, you still got a work to do. You're doing a great work too.
Aww. Well, thanks, Auntie.
You're welcome. Yeah.
But yeah, well, that is so amazing. I have my root of reflection prop right here that I do at the end of every episode, my little journal prop.
Okay.
So feel free to think on it, sit with it, journal it, put in the comments, whatever you want to do. But here's the root of reflection prop I have for today. It says, what has God revived in you that you once thought was dead? How do you live differently because of it? And then the scripture I have comes from John 11:25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they died. So. All right, Auntie. I mean, is there anything else you want to share? That was amazing. I love that story.
Oh, man, it was incredible. Incredible. God is so awesome.
Yeah.
I just reflect on how he just still have me here. It's like, I got a purpose. Uh-huh. You have to know you have a purpose on earth. And don't take life for granted. Don't take it for granted. Let's work at it. Let's get the kingdom work done. Yes. We are influencers. On the earth.
We are ambassadors for Christ.
Absolutely. Yeah, let's get it done.
I love that. And yeah, we all do have a purpose. And I know some people struggle with finding a purpose. But yeah, you can just ask God to reveal it to you. Absolutely. Spend some time with him. He will surely reveal it to you.
Sure.
And once you know that purpose, it's like, I won't say it makes life easier, because life's going to be hard sometimes. Mm-hmm. But it makes it more fulfilling. I can put it.
Yeah, you have purpose. You have hope.
Your reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story, Auntie, with us. I really appreciate it.
I hope it encourages someone and know sure that God is on the throne.
Mm-hmm.
He's up there.
I know it will.
No matter what's going on this earth, in politics or whatever, he is yet on the throne. He's in control.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let the enemy think that he's not, because he is in control.
Yep. Show is.
All
right, y'all. That is it for this episode. I hope this has blessed somebody. If it has, please share it. Please like it, comment, subscribe, all the things. And I will see you next week. Until then, stay rooted, stay real, and stay close to him. Bye, y'all.
Bye.